From glacier mice to steam locomotives, the stories that make the week worth it. The week's closing notes arrived from unexpected directions. The Wallsten steam locomotive service in Poland, reportedly the last regular standard gauge steam passenger service in all of Europe, surfaced on Hacker News as a reminder that technologies superseded for decades can survive when a community decides they are worth preserving. The locomotives continue pulling passenger cars on scheduled service, a working museum piece with an active timetable. A project correlating the Sumerian King List with paleoclimate proxy data drew praise for its interdisciplinary creativity. Researchers built an interactive explorer mapping the legendary rain lengths recorded in ancient Sumerian records against paleoclimate events, probing, without claiming to definitively prove, whether catastrophic environmental episodes might underlie what ancient chronicles recorded as mythological timescales. The curvature Bezier post from ACO.net occupied different aesthetic territory, extending standard Bezier curve formulations to incorporate curvature constraints directly, with applications in typeface design, industrial CAD, and animation. An Inception-style curved map from Orbify, EU rendered navigation directions using a projection that keeps the current route in constant visual center, producing a disorienting and genuinely novel interface. Glacier mice closed the episode. They are real, balls of moss that form on glaciers and move together in coordinated fashion, all rotating, all migrating in the same direction, through a mechanism that researchers have not fully explained. For a week dominated by API revocations, appellate rulings, and exploit pipelines compressing toward zero, the existence of self-organizing moss on ice was, in the host's assessment, a necessary corrective. The broadcast also carried an on-air correction from a May 18th episode, in which the show had reported that Ukraine struck a Russian ship in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and roughly 1,500 kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ukraine does not operate naval forces there. The hosts acknowledged the error directly. The story was apparently fabricated or wildly misattributed, and it passed without the geography check that would have caught it immediately.